Welcome to the Word Podcast. The Lord God has given us His Word. Let us learn it. Let us live it. Let us rejoice in it. Spread the Word.
Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. I tell you what, I'm a little under the weather today. Our grandson that we live with shared some of his earlier in the week infirmaries. So he had it, hit mommy. About 6 hours later, it hit me. So I just thought I'd throw the word out here today, particularly today. Today is July the 4th, 2019. And as we know, we celebrate that in the United States as the 4th of July, celebrating the liberty that we have, freedom we have from Great Britain. Ouch. Y'all have to forgive me. I'm actually cramping all over my toes and stuff. And it's sort of an interesting thing. I've shared this before. I'm not sure if I've shared it in this format. Actually, the vote that they took was in July the 2nd to actually do this. Now, yeah, by the time they got there and got everybody voted, got the document ready and all this kind of stuff and signed, most of them signed it on July the 4th. But John Adams, who would become president, wrote to his wife and said that this day will go down in infamy as a day to be celebrated. And he went on and on. And he was talking about July the 2nd. I just like that little story because it is such a picture that so often what we think to be true is not necessarily the whole story. And that applies to most things in life, does it not? And so anyways, we're celebrating liberty and freedom today. That is a good thing. But don't forget what true liberty is and what true freedom is. I actually shared this in on a blog. And I know several of y'all read the blogs and listen to the podcast both, but several of you don't. I do a daily blog and do a daily podcast, so they're usually separate things. But I think I actually did this one yesterday. I don't remember when it was. Let me check here. Yeah, it was yesterday. Let me just read you these scriptures related to liberty. Psalm 119, 45th verse said this, "And I will walk at liberty, for I seek your precepts." If we seek the precepts of the Lord, we'll walk in liberty. Isaiah 61:1 is the great passage on such. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the afflicted. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to captives and freedom to prisoners." 2 Corinthians 3:17 tells us, "Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty." Folks, that's a biggie, because if you're truly saved, if you confess, repented, and called upon the name of the Lord, and you're saved, then the Lord dwells within you. Father, Son, and Spirit dwell within you, and you have that liberty. Now, not all people are excited about that. Galatians 2:4 tells us, "But it was because of the false brethren who secretly brought in, who had sneaked in to spy out our liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus, in order to bring us into bondage." So you're going to have false teachers. You're going to have false brethren. In other words, they're acting like they're believers, but they're not, who will come in and be a part of your group to spy out that liberty that you have in Christ in order to bring you back to bondage. It happens all the time, folks. It's happening right now within the body of Christ. And then a couple more scripture passages. James 1:25. "But one who looks intently at the perfect law, the law of liberty, and abides by it, not having become a forgetful hearer, but an effectual doer, this man will be blessed in what he does." We don't just talk about liberty, the liberty that we have positionally. We live it out, folks. We are effectual doers of the liberty that we have in the Lord God. So James closes us with chapter 2, verse 12, and it says, "So speak and act as those who are to be judged by the law of liberty." That's an interesting thing that perhaps we'll talk about some other time. Okay, I think that's all I'll share right now. I'm about out of breath. So y'all pray for our family. Everybody's doing okay, I think. It's just one of these things that'll knock you out for a couple of days. And as my wife said earlier, it's been a long time since you've been sick, which is true. And so anyway, what do you do in those situations? You go, "Well, Lord, what are you saying? What do I need to hear that I needed to slow down here a little bit to hear it right?" Great. So anyway, I'm Dale. Thank you so much for your time, and I'll see you tomorrow.